So it's a pleasure for me to introduce Quentin.
I won't abuse it. Okay. Well, I'm here just to talk about a poster on the web-based statistical tools and data visualization that we used with the International Plant Nutrition Institute's soil test summary. I work with a number of people putting this together, and we're pretty proud of our efforts in bringing together some different technologies. The IPNI soil test summary offers a snapshot of soil test levels throughout North America, and it also provides a comparison against previous soil tests run, dating back to 2001. In the summary, private and public labs will submit data from soil test analyses. They'll run it on phosphorus, potassium, pH, and some other analytes. So what we do is we have a big database then that holds all this information. IPNI has conducted the survey at five-year intervals for a number of years now, and they published their data in printed format and then recently on CD. But this move, the advancement in 2015 was to publish that data on the website. And it wasn't just so much that we were putting the report on the website, we also added some enhancements in here. So when we decided to go with the web, kind of the innovative parts that we did is a couple of different avenues there. One is just putting the data into a relational database that we could run all sorts of different queries on. So we've got the power of that, the robust nature of that relational database. The other thing that we did is we incorporated the use of R on the server to run some statistics based on user queries. So it really makes it an interactive survey now. People can run a query and we can generate the stats on the data on the fly. The other thing that we did then is tied in with a charting engine. In our case, we used Google Charts to do the automation. But all these things then work together. The web page generates the query of the relational database. The database feeds back information in a format that R can use to analyze, run the stats, and then R has a script then that feeds it off to the charting tool, and then we can chart things on the fly. So we've really kind of come a long way from a printed report now through this process. So on the site, and we've got a poster that goes through this in more detail downstairs, but on the site, the user selects what type of report they'd like to get out of the data, and then selects the states or provinces, or they can create their own region and run the query, get the data from those areas. That's run on the web server. The report's created. The relational database, just as I said, then feeds R, and then R then feeds the charting engines. The incorporation of R into the soil test summary website means the analyses can be done in real time. And one of the really interesting things with going to this process now is we have the standards for what the query needs to deliver to the database, what the database needs to deliver to R, and then what R needs to deliver to the charts. So we have all those tables, all those standard formats laid out. So if we want to add future analysis, make some changes in the type of statistics that R would run, we can add some more scripts to the server side R program, and then those just become part of the delivery process. So it's kind of neat the way we can add some more things to the web app. Okay. So the different charts that we can do on here, we're just showing the fertility level distributions, but we can run charts for median soil test values and trends over time, again, based on the state, province, or the region that the user selects. The charts are all interactive. They're scalable vector graphics, so you can hover over a data point and see the data for those guys. So it's kind of fun stuff. All right. The project, it was fun to put together because we were building a lot of the pieces offline, and then to put them all together online is a nice proof of concept for us to adapt now to other web applications. Being able to incorporate R on the server side is kind of fun. The process that we went through, the design, develop, deploy approach, these online data applications that we're working on, it includes an iterative design process. So we're working on that in bits and pieces. We run chunks of it, see if that's okay, and we can incorporate new ideas as we go. The resulting online application illustrates the realization of this process. So now we can build other web applications, other tools for scientists and data users out there, running queries live on the fly. We're working with looking at other tools besides R, too. So right now, these data are based on specific regions, specific polygons and things, but we could look at data analysis from a spatial component. We could incorporate a web GIS into the process as well and have spatial queries as part of the data that feeds R and run the statistical analysis that way. So it's a new level of just kind of bringing all these pieces together. We've got these tools set up, and we've got our poster downstairs. So if you get a chance to attend our poster session, I think we're 12:07 downstairs. So okay, that's fine. If there aren't any. Well, we have, Scott, help me out here, the size of the soil dust test database in 2015, we had, is it 7.4 or 4.7? 7.4 million soil test samples represented. Yes. Well, the request that goes out to the labs is to request these soil test values in predefined intervals. So, in, like in our soil test distribution there, we've got, you know, 0 to 10, 10 to 20, things like that. So we ask them to group the data that way. Now, and also indicate which state they're from. Okay, so we don't get down to the county level. We don't get down to a sub-state level. So then we can do the analysis at the state level, or you can pick like all the Corn Belt states or something, and then we can run a grouped analysis of the samples from those states together. Okay. The percent coverage from different states is variable. Yeah, the biggest representation I think that we have is in the Corn Belt, in the Midwest United States. Yeah, most definitely. Well, we haven't looked at that one, but again, what R does on the web server there is work with a JSON script, so we can kick that data out in a lot of different strings, okay, and ingest those with different charting engines. So absolutely, that's the other fun thing to discover in working with this is it's so versatile. As long as we know the syntax of how to kick that out or what the charting engine needs, we can use different charting engines. That's a good suggestion, though. Oh, no, we haven't gone to that point yet. We haven't opened up an API that other people could use this as a data service, right? That's what you're saying, yeah. We haven't done that. We've done the opposite thing with some other projects where we've used their APIs and ingested their data on the fly when people are running queries for some different projects. But I could certainly see where some people might be interested in ingesting this data, right? And so, yeah, creating some APIs for that would be a natural fit, natural extension of what we have.
So anyone now can go and play with this data?
Yes, the the site is set up at soiltest.ipni.net. Okay, good. I did have it on there. Scared me for a moment. I thought I neglected that. But yeah, it's open to the public, and there is an account to create there, but it's a free account, and you can run queries on the data. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.